guys, welcome to Unleashed, and I am so glad that you are a part of the resistance. Well, man, we are almost in 2025, and man, this year has just flown by. I'm going to be traveling to speak to Florida here in just a little over a week to kick off the New Year speaking events. Then I'll be off to Las Vegas to work the SHOT Show just a short time later. You know, I was working that show, what was it? You know, the 2016, 2017 when Donald Trump was inaugurated for his first term. And I'll be going back and working that same show, and it'll be opening up on his second term. Kind of a strange repeat thing. You know, that show was mostly, it's police, military, avid outdoorsmen. But I am absolutely sure that on noon on January 20th, it's going to get loud, like it was last time. They'll be playing it through the loudspeakers as everybody there is setting up their booths and listening in. So, man, what a crazy year it's been. I mean, just when you think that you've seen the most unbelievable things happen, it's like something even crazier says, here, hold my beer. You know, I always enjoy watching the shows at the end of the year, you know, that they go through all the major stories of what happened. But man, I think this year, it's taken the cake as the nuttiest year of my lifetime. No doubt. But anyhow, what a world. But I'm thankful that we as believers, we know where we're headed after this life. You know, but for now, we're about to move into 2025. And I'm not a New Year's resolution kind of guy, but I do want to identify the areas where I want to improve. You know, currently I'm working on a couple of new books. I've talked about that. I talked about that a few weeks ago when I had Kevin Huff on here. And I'm also working on a new companion workbook to go along with my last book, which was The Roar Within, that many of you have read. And I talk about the big five man killers, if you remember, in that book, the things that really take men down. And this companion guide is going to be called The Big Five Man Killers Guide. And it's declawing the lies of the enemy. And I really think you're going to love this. But anyhow, moving into today's podcast, I want to talk about the big five things that I want to focus on this coming year. And I call it the big five for 2025. So yesterday, I spent most of my day, I was going to record this yesterday. And I spent, you know, most of my day searching for a recording of a song that I sang on a long time ago, a couple of decades ago. It was called The Year of Our Lord. I found it on YouTube. If you were to Google Year of Our Lord and Dare to Believe, that was the name of the album it was on, you can find the song. Powerful song to kick off the new year if you want some little fuel behind your focus for the year. But I found it on YouTube, and I don't even have a copy of it myself. It was with a group I was with called One. We had recorded it, and then I put it, I think I remember putting it on my first solo album, which was called Brother to Brother. But man, I was really frustrated by the end of the day. I was going through the garage drawers, everything, my laptops, old laptops, thinking maybe I had a copy of it somewhere because I wanted to be able to use it on this podcast. But you can go on, like I said, YouTube and put that stuff in and you'll find it. But God has a way of putting things in the places they need to be if we'll just be patient and listen to Him. I was thinking, somehow He was mysteriously going to, you know, put that song in front of me where I could get a hold of it and throw it in the podcast. Didn't happen. But what I mean is that God has a way of putting things in the places they need to be if we're patient. I was really looking for what I was going to be saying in this podcast. I wasn't sure, but I thought definitely it's going to be around, you know, that song. And I was bound and determined that I was going to get this thing done yesterday. You know, that's what I do on Mondays. God had a different plan for me. You know, He told me to process my thoughts when my wife got home from work, you know, and then, you know, put it away, sleep on it, and that God would let me know what He wanted me to do in the morning, which, you know, that makes a lot of sense. But sometimes, man, we get so focused. I got to get it done. I got to get it out there. And there was a podcast you probably remember from, I don't know how many months ago, where something happened and God told me, I want you to go record something with no notes right now. And it was about someone that He was telling me in that moment needed to hear this message because they were about to take their life. Lo and behold, I get this message back. And I talked about this, maybe you remember it, that someone accidentally came across my podcast, never heard it before, and they were writing out their plan for taking their life. So God sometimes, he has that way of saying, hey, slow down. I'll let you know what I want you to do in the morning. And that's what I trusted him to do. So, you know, one thing I never want to do is I don't want to get ahead of what God wants me to talk about. And, you know, as I've learned, sometimes the messages are time sensitive. And God is using these podcasts to minister and to encourage others. So I went to bed last night, you know, trusting God. And I woke up with a message that I didn't think up. But it's one that God knitted together in my thoughts, literally as I rested, as I slept. And the second I woke up with, it was the Big Five for 2025. And it wasn't just that title. He literally gave me the Big Five, I mean, like instantly. It was crazy. I mean, I've had that happen before where I've written a song one time. It was a song called Come to the Waters. Ended up doing really, really well on the charts, went all the way to number two. And I literally wrote it down on a napkin in a Taco Bell. And it just went one sentence after another. And it was just that fast. So God's ways are way higher than my ways. But he gave me these five. And here's the five that he said, your Big Five for 2025, I want you to speak about it, are, they all start with the letter F: faith, family, friends, fitness, and forgiveness. You know, for those of you who read my book, The Roar Within, like I said, you remember I wrote the Big Five Man Killers inside of that book. And the Big Five Man Killers were lack of purpose. That's a number one man killer of men. They need purpose. Lack of respect, anger, lust, and shame. So like I said, I'm writing a workbook, a guide. I don't want to call it a workbook. I'm writing the Big Five Man Killer guide for you and your men's group so you can work through all those things. And it's really going to be cool because it's going to help you declaw the lies of the enemy that are taking you down. And I'm using some of the tools, excuse me, I use when I'm coaching men who are struggling with those issues. So anyhow, yeah, it's going to be really cool. But the Big Five Man Killers for this podcast are directed toward what I believe are the most important things for me and possibly for you in 2025 and probably for the rest of our lives. So let's go ahead. Let's take a look at those Big Five. So the first one was faith. You know, for me, faith is life. And without it, I would never believe and discover my purpose. I wouldn't take risks. I'd probably stop trying. I'd stop believing that the best is yet to come. You know, faith, for me, is my life's blood. It allows me to trust God in every situation of my life. You know, I can be like the little boy who jumps off the stairs into his father's arms because he knows his father is going to catch him. Faith is that big. You know, it's something that I live by daily, even hourly at times. You know, trusting that God knows what is best for me and that he holds every situation in his hands, it brings me peace. You know, it gives me assurance. It gives me courage, strength. It gives me patience when things aren't going the way that I think they should. Faith is the most important thing in my life because it's a gift from God, right? Because left out to myself, I wouldn't have faith, but I've seen the promises of God. You know, for 2025, my prayer would be that God would increase my faith in ways that I get to see his glory through what would seem to be the impossible to the onlooker. So that's my number one. I want to increase my faith. I want to see God bigger than I've ever seen him before. Number two is family. You know, family has always meant a lot to me. Last week's podcast, I talked about, you know, my family. And it's like a giant puzzle, right? That when it's all assembled, it's almost like a masterpiece. But when there's missing pieces, maybe from the loss of loved ones, you know, distance because of arguments, or physical distance because of maybe you needed to move to take a new job, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult because there's love and security that families bring. You know, maybe the family that you once knew has been wounded because of a painful divorce. Maybe it was someone in the family's divorce. Maybe it was yours. You know, divorce is not a neat cutting like with scissors, right? It's a ripping and a tearing of everything that was once assembled and working together. Divorce tears families apart. Sometimes, you no longer attend Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas together with that family. You know, that family unit was once strong, but now it's scattered. You're not even sure where the roots are planted anymore. I know many of you feel like this. Probably 60% of the audience out there, according to statistics, have experienced this. So make no mistake about divorce. It's like taking that puzzle that you've created, and it gets lifted and dropped on the floor. And it's going to take time, sometimes a lifetime, to put it back together again. And it's never going to look the same as it once did. But let me bring a little hope back into that. But if you invite God into your wounds and brokenness, He will create a new image where you can find love, hope, and healing. The most important gift that we have been given next to salvation through Jesus is family. 2025 is going to be a year. I think when I'm going to look deeper at that gift that I've been given, and I'm going to try to love harder than I ever have before. I'm working on being slower to anger, quicker to forgive, being willing to help whenever and wherever my family or others need it. Spending more time with my family is absolutely at the top of my list. And I think many of you can relate that, the older we get, we begin to realize that relationship is the most valuable thing that we have. And so number three on my list, which goes along with that, would be the word friends. I have a number of friends, several really close brothers in Christ that would do anything for me at the drop of a hat. And I would do the same for them. They check in on me, if I've gone quiet. We kind of know each other as guys. If you've kind of gone quiet, something's up. And that phone will ring and they'll be like, "What's happening? Haven't heard from you." Yeah. And then we get into amazing conversations. And just that support of friends sometimes, and being that support for others, it's one of the greatest gifts that we have. They'll share their lives with me, and it's safe for me to share my life with them. I know that I can go to them no matter what. And they're not going to judge me for my unhealthy thoughts or my unhealthy actions, but they're going to get into my world. They're going to do it with love. They're going to do it with caring questions. They're going to speak truth to me whenever it's needed. They're going to help me get my head screwed back on straight. And they know that I'm going to do the same for them. I've got those buddies that I have. We've cried together. We have each other's six. We've hunted together. We've celebrated together. We've fished together. We've road tripped together. We've prayed together. Friends like that really are a gift. And if you want a friend like that, you've got to be a friend like that. So make something like that. It's going to top your big five for 2025. And to my brothers out there that I'm speaking to, and I'm actually speaking to this entire audience because I hear from so many of you. I love you guys. You have had my back many, many times. And I want you to know that you are prayed for and that I've got yours as well. I've even shared, if you want to give us an email through the Unleashed website, podcast, I will get back with you absolutely. So anyhow, so the next thing we come back to, the next F word, number four of my big five of 2025 is fitness. Two of the friends I just mentioned, they pushed me physically in 2024 in ways that I really needed. When the three of us would get together for lunch, it kind of seems like we all start talking about how our bodies are beginning to break down now as we get older. You've probably done that, if you're getting, over 50, 60 years of age. And the cool thing is, we can encourage one another to do whatever it takes to get as healthy as we can be. Whether it's going to the doctor to get something checked out, rather than just doing the man thing and ignoring it. It's kind of like something's going wrong on your car, turn the radio up, just keep going. But you can't do that. The older you get, you have to begin to really take care of yourself. And you have to value your life, and the life that God has given you and the lives of the others who love you, and make sure you're taking care of yourself. So fitness is really going to be a big thing. And fitness includes going to the doctor. We're made up of three parts. Paul talks about that in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He says, we have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. Our body is our flesh. That's what we can see, our bones, our muscles, our soul. That's where our thoughts, our will, our emotions, our choices all occur. And our spirit is the core of who we really are, the eternal part of us. And that's where God's Holy Spirit came in the moment we truly believed. You know, that's according to Ephesians chapter 1. So fitness in 2025 is going to be very important to me. In 2024, I exercise 5 to 6 days a week. And I'm 60, I just turned 64 in October, and I cut back on the amount of sugar that I allowed to go into my body. Sugar, it's a killer. You know, being a type 2 diabetic, it's important to take better care of myself than ever before. And a really cool thing that happened back in 2024, shortly before my 64th birthday, you know, I entered this thing, it was called the Mr. Muscle and Fitness Competition, back from Muscle and Fitness Magazine. Many of you remember that. I think they still make it. This was actually back in the spring, and I ended up placing in the top 1% of thousands of competitors. And even though I only made it to the semifinal round, that wasn't a loss. That was a huge win to me. I mean, I was up against guys that were less than half of my age. And it just goes to show you that you can do almost anything that you put your mind to. So here's a little side note. Yes, inspiration and motivation are important, but you will become physically, mentally, and spiritually fit when you, now here's the word, discipline yourself to do whatever it takes to get healthy. You know, put together an exercise program. You know, work on getting your thoughts healthy. Do whatever it takes to grow spiritually in 2025. You know, no excuses. You know, maybe if you're thinking about, you know, what kind of a fitness program, you know, you could be doing, you know, first talk to your doctor, but I can, you know, reach out to me. And I can throw you a lot of the stuff I'm doing. I've been able to stay, you know, 5 to 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week, but not typically. But I've changed things around to adapt to my lifestyle, my body type, my age, health things that I'm dealing with. And I can honestly tell you, I have never been probably this fit at 64 than I was in any other time in my life. Now, I'm not saying I'm as flexible, but stretching is a big part of that. But I'll do like single body parts every day. Like today will be buys and tries. You know, there's some days that are just chest. Some days are just legs. Some days just back, shoulders. You know, I mix abs in with every single one of those days. But you can't make excuses. You know, back when I was in that competition in the spring, I had literally snapped one of the ligaments in my wrist. It didn't totally tear apart, but they said it'll never heal up all the way. And good luck with that, you know, without surgery. I wore a brace for several months. I lifted around it in different angles. And I can tell you this now, it's probably 95% healed. But it's because I stayed disciplined to keep doing whatever I needed to do to take care of myself. You can do the same thing. Discipline, discipline, discipline. All right. So going into the fifth one that I had, F word for 2025, is forgiveness. And wow, yeah, this one's hard. You know, if you've ever been deeply hurt by someone, you know the pain. It can linger. It can linger like, it's like the smell of diesel fumes at a bus stop, right? You know, it's going to make it hard to breathe. You know, when you have unforgiveness, it really is. It makes it hard to breathe. It feels inescapable. And the only way that you can remove that smell is to air the area out. And to do that, you have to remove the source. And what is that? It's your own anger. You know, your need to get back, you know, to be right, to hurt them like they've hurt you. The problem is that as long as we withhold forgiveness, we're choosing to stay angry. You know, we're trying to get revenge, and that only hurts ourselves. You know, and when we go and tell others what this person has done, we become garbage dump people. We're taking all that stuff and putting it on somebody else's ears that doesn't need to hear it. They weren't a part of it. And then we even feel worse about ourselves. And here's the thing, you know, that other person that hurt you may never see the need to ask for your forgiveness. Maybe they didn't realize the depth of what they had done, or maybe they're just not in a place where they can do it yet. But that's not a prerequisite to you forgiving them. It doesn't mean you have to be in a relationship with them, right? But forgiveness is so important for us because forgiveness starts diagonally by asking God for the ability to forgive, because we can't do it without Him. And then the parallel part of that, you know, that's when we actually forgive the person or the one, you know, who offended us. But this was a, when this one came out, I said, okay, God, I get the first four, those flowed right off my tongue, but why was saying forgiveness, why was it so difficult? And to be honest with you, it's because there's someone who's really important in my life that I haven't spoken with in over 8 months. You know, it's not that I haven't tried to communicate. No, it's that they have chosen not to respond. And the hardest part about it is that honestly, for the most part, I really don't have an idea why. Not to this depth. I mean, everyone can have disagreements or they don't see things the same way. You know, families have disagreements all the time. You know, spouses, we have disagreements. But your family, you sit down and you work it out. You can't heal, you know, if you're not willing to forgive. I think a question many people say is, so then what do you do if the other person isn't willing to move forward and talk it out? I guess the answer is there's nothing much you can do. No, you don't go banging down their door. You don't keep throwing something in their face. Sometimes that just drives them farther away. You know, they've set a boundary. And remember, you can't put a boundary around them. Boundaries are to put around yourself because you don't feel safe. So whatever the person sees as the issue, remember something. It's very real to them. Even if it doesn't feel that big to you, right? I know a lot of fathers out there that have struggled with their sons or daughters, you know, distancing themselves, you know, after the pain of divorce, you know, maybe losing a job, maybe a family disagreement. Maybe they've distanced themselves this year because of political disagreements. Never seen anything like this in my life. You know, maybe it was so big this year that they didn't, you know, wish you a happy Father's Day or Mother's Day. You know, maybe they didn't come to Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe they didn't celebrate Christmas with you. I mean, I get it. I get it. I know it hurts. You know, you're going to go back and forth between feeling incredibly angry, you know, wondering how they could close themselves off from you in such a hurtful way. And you're going to go from feeling that way to hurting for them. Because for some reason, distancing themselves from you felt like their only option. And here's the thing, it's a cycle that's going to continue until forgiveness happens. You know, whenever I'm coaching couples or anybody else, I'll say, you know, it only takes one in a relationship to get healthy for that marriage or that relationship to survive. Because if you're healthy, there's a much better chance of those doors opening back up again and healing can truly happen. I can't fix somebody else. The only one that I can fix is me, and I do that through the power of Jesus Christ. I do it through the renewing of my mind. That's what transforms me. You know, the hard truth about this whole situation is that there are no guarantees that the relationship is going to be restored if you forgive them, right? You know, what is guaranteed is that you will stay hurt and you will stay angry if you choose, again, choose not to forgive them. You know, you don't have to be face to face to forgive. You ask God to heal your own heart of the anger that you've been dealing with. You ask Him to give you a heart to care about whatever they're going through and begin to pray for their healing. Man, I'm telling you, when you begin to pray for somebody else like that, it begins to really change your own heart. And you begin to really care about maybe what they went through. Because there's something there. It's probably something way bigger than you really even know. But just know this, God knows. And God has both of your best at heart. So take a look at your life. You know, whatever age you are, have you seen God knit together a pattern and a plan that you never could have dreamed of or imagined? Have you seen God bring you through the toughest things in life only to make those challenges gifts that have grown you from and made you more empathetic towards others? If so, then you have witnessed the faithfulness of God. His promises are true, and He is weaving together in both of you whatever needs to happen for one reason, and that's to know God. God wants us to be broken, because it causes us to come to Him. But here's the thing. God doesn't want us to stay broken. He wants us healed. So that's my big five for 2025. It's faith, family, friends, fitness, and forgiveness. So as 2024 comes to a close, I want to sincerely thank all of you guys and girls, whoever been out there listening to Unleashed. And for those of you who have emailed, you know, texted, even called me to share, you know, what these podcasts have meant to you, thank you. I've truly seen miracles can happen through this podcast. I've seen marriages saved. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, someone reached out and they talked about how their marriage was saved. Suicides have been halted in their tracks. I've shared that one before. Someone was ready in that moment, and this podcast came up and talked directly to them because God said, go do this podcast right now and let them know, I love you. I care about you. I see you. I've seen hope restored. I've seen purpose discovered, uncovered. I've seen, you know, risks the guys have taken that never would have happened unless we understood our identity in Christ. And that's something I always focus on, is for you to understand who you really are in Christ. It's not others' opinions and it's not your performance that equal who you are. It's God's opinion and God's performance. And He loved you so much that He sent His only Son to die for you. So just remember that you have a band of brothers that have your back. And I love it when we say that we are the resistance. What are the resistance of? Against the enemy, the one who wants to take us down, the one who wants to divide our families and marriages. We have to stick together. We have to encourage each other. And we have to, like we said, we're a body, soul, and a spirit. And all three of those have to be as healthy as we can possibly be. I hope that becomes your goal for 2025 and the rest of your life. So I want to end today by letting you know, really, I care about all of you. That's why every single week I do this podcast, no matter what. I was in the emergency room back in November, and they wanted to keep me for 2 or 3 days. They thought I'd had a stroke, but it ended up that I didn't. But I said, no, I have a podcast I have to get done. My purpose is really reaching out and encouraging men. So, you know, whatever that you've been going through or will go through, I want you to remember that you have what it takes. You have what it takes. So lean into Christ in you. Don't think about other people's opinions. Don't think about your mistakes. Lean into Christ in you, because that's where you're going to find everything that you will ever need. My vision and dream would be to see this ministry grow into a powerful movement across this country and even the world, where changed men change men. That's what happens when God gets a hold of a man. Remember how we talk about that whole man when he understands who he is? See, when that man knows he's been forgiven and that man has a purpose designed by the one who made him, he can become a very dangerous man, dangerous for good, because, like I say, he's been unleashed. So now let me just kind of wrap this up. I want to do something that I rarely ever do. And if you listen to this podcast, you know I don't do this very often. It's very uncomfortable for me. But I also know that God is the one who has spoken to me and saying, you know, when there's needs, just like when the disciples had needs, Jesus sent them out and said, make your needs known. So I'm gonna put something out. Gosh, I hate this. But for those of you who feel like this ministry is ministering to you and you want to see this continue in bigger ways, the first thing you can do is pray. Pray for this Unleashed podcast. Pray for my family, because the attacks, they don't stop. You know, every single week when I go to do this podcast, I can't even begin to tell you the stuff the enemy will throw at me. The same thing when I go to speak for an event, whether it's on the way or when I get there, the sound system, something is going on there. The enemy is trying to stop this message. But the beautiful thing is, Jesus can declaw and does the lies of the enemy that hold us hostage. So pray, because the enemy's not going to stop, and neither am I. But we need your help that way, physically, for good health, and lastly, financially. You know, I want to see this ministry have the resources to begin to put out materials like I've been telling you about to reach and grow men, to put on events. Now get this, all across the country, to be able to go to churches that can't afford to bring in a speaker. Because I believe that when you get the man, you get the family. You know, men are that important to the kingdom. It's how God wired me. go after the men, you get the family, you get the nation, you get the world. You know, even if you're willing to donate $10 a month, I mean, which is nothing. That's a cost of my wife going through Starbucks, right? You know, we were at a concert, Christian concert, a couple of months ago, Chris Tomlin, and they were doing the Compassion International, helping children. And my heart, as I get older, is beginning to change because I'm seeing the vision that people really do need help, whether they're starving children, they need water, they need food, they need protection. Men, you need encouragement. You need discipled so that you can be strong to raise your children, your families, in the way that God has called you to do it. And if you're willing to share you know, the blessings that God has given you with us, we will certainly will appreciate it. And it goes through a 501c3, so you do get a full tax credit for your gift. So how do I do it? If God is moving you to that, go to unleashed.men, that's the website, and go to the About tab. You'll see it come up. Click on that. You'll see the Donate button, and scroll down on that to the very bottom, and you'll see Support the Mission. We are missionaries. That's what we do. So when you make a donation, be sure to click in the box that says, make this a reoccurring donation, if that's what you're feeling called to do. Now, you can also just make a one-time donation, and every little bit matters, I promise you. Well, guys, thanks for being a part of the Unleashed family. I love what God has called me to do. I love seeing lives change, and I look forward to seeing what God's going to do in 2025 through you, through the men who are giving themselves totally to Him. And remember that when a man knows who he is in Christ, that he's been created in the image of the living God, when he's no longer held captive by the opinions of others or cares whether he lives or dies, he's extremely dangerous. Dangerous for good, because he's been unleashed. See you in 2025.